A jury in the western Alaska city of Bethel is hearing a high-profile murder case today. Two men stand accused of torturing and killing 19-year-old Benjamin Kaiser of Hooper Bay last October. One is 47-year-old Jeffrey Hout of Bethel. The other is 33-year-old Harry Williams of Bethel. Reporter Shane Iverson has been following the case, and he joins us from member station KYUK in Bethel. A word of caution, some listeners may find the violent details of this crime disturbing to hear. Shane, there have been several murders and killings in Bethel over the last few years and decades. What is it about this case that is generating so much interest in your community?
Laura, I think it's several factors. One is definitely that the accused, the one from Bethel, Jeff Hout, is very well known. He was born and raised here his whole life. Also, I think more than anything, probably is just the heinous nature of the crime that was in full detail before the jury at the trial. This young man, Benjamin Kaiser, was beaten severely with what would appear to be several instruments over several hours.
In addition to Jeffrey Hout and Harry Williams, there was another man that was implicated as at least a witness to what happened. What's going on with David Kenny?
David Kenny was a law clerk. He moved here to Bethel just shortly before this all took place. He was brought up on charges of impeding the investigation because he is believed to have known about the torture and have seen Kaiser's body, perhaps before he was dead. And he was going to be tried with the other two men. And the only reason he wasn't, his case was severed just a week or week and a half before the trial started. He had a private attorney. That attorney requested to come off the case probably because of payment issues so that David Kenny's new attorney would not have time to, you know, get caught up to speed on it. So it could have a detrimental effect on his case. So that was the only reason it was severed. So he'll be tried later in January for impeding the investigation.
The trial got off to a fast start. What has the jury heard so far?
Well, they did hear from several of the accused, Jeff Hout's close friends, who did say that he essentially confessed to murdering the young man. They also heard from the chief medical examiner from the state, who said that the cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head. It's basically their bruises and blood injuries, almost every square inch of his body, but it was bleeding in the brain that ultimately killed him, which she said could only have been caused by blunt force trauma.
And Shane, how has the defense pushed back? How are they challenging some of the testimony?
When they cross-examined the star witness, Nick Cook, you know, Nick had freely admitted during his testimony that he helped the other two move the body from the cold shop up to the warm house. So they questioned his bias that he could possibly have a reason to testify against them. But he said that he had no promises with the prosecutors and no promises with the police. Actually, before they even had a chance to question why it took 32 hours for him to report, he said simply he was afraid. He didn't trust that the police would catch him. So it took 32 hours of deliberating and thinking about it before he decided to come forward.
KYUK, Shane Iverson reporting from Bethel. The court has adjourned for the weekend. The trial will resume on Monday.